News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
We are going to stay with the story now because we're joined by Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil spokesperson for justice. Jim, you agree with the reform of the system, but you share the judge's concerns about the lay chairman and the lay majority on this appointments board. Is that the nub of your difficulty with this bill?
Yeah, that's it, Shane. Can I just explain to people what the system is at present? At present, we have a judicial appointments advisory board. There are 11 people on it. 5 of them are judges. Those 5 are the presidents of each of the court, the district, the circuit, the high, the court of appeal and the supreme. And there are 3 lay members on that, and there are 3 other representatives of the legal profession. What's been proposed by Minister Ross is that we'll have a new commission. There'll be 13 people on it. Instead of having 5 judges, we'll have 3 judges. Instead of having 3 lay members, we'll have 7 lay members. And one of the lay members will become the Chief Justice, will become the chairman of it, as opposed to the Chief Justice, who is at present the chair of the body. So it's a significant change. And like, I'm trying to stay away from personalising this. What nobody has ever done is explained to the public what is the public benefit in transferring the power on this commission from taking power away from judges and giving it inordinately to lay people who won't have any experience of what's required to be a judge. And I think we're losing something if we diminish the role of judges on this body, since they're the people who know what are the characteristics, what are the requirements to be a good job, and what the job
Shane involves. Ross has addressed that, and he said, look, there are enough people, I think he said 6 of the 13 are from a legal background. They are there to provide that level of expertise. The lay members are there to ensure that there is a fresh set of eyes looking at this, that it's not, you know, an old boys club that we're talking about here. He has a point in relation to that.
I disagree. Like, he still hasn't, like, the way Shane phrases it is by stating that this is an insider's group and he's the valiant outsider who's trying to break it up. That's not the case. Nobody has any objection to lay majorities when it comes to issues such as regulatory bodies or to disciplinary bodies. But here, what is the function of this body? It's to recommend to government individuals who the board thinks would be suitable for appointment to judicial office. And not only are they excluding current judges, for instance, you would have thought somebody who'd be in an excellent position to give advice on that to the government would be a retired judge or a former judge. They're being expressly excluded from it. So, like, it just doesn't make sense. It hasn't been explained, and it's completely disrespectful to the judiciary to ask the Chief Justice to sit on this board and then to say to her, by the way, you're not the chairperson. Could you imagine any board being created with the Taoiseach on it and the Taoiseach being told, sorry, you're not the chairman of this committee, someone else is?
The judges' critique of this and their lobbying of this, is that not straying into, are they not straying over the or blurring the lines in relation to separation of powers?
Well, listen, you know the way the legislation works. If there is, for instance, a broadcasting bill going through the Oireachtas, the relevant minister will consult with people who are stakeholders in the broadcasting business. We'll talk to individuals like yourselves and others. Mm. So that's not an interference in the separation of powers.
It's a bit more than that, don't you?
I know, but sorry, you would have thought if there's going to be a reform of the manner by which judges are appointed, that they would consult and that they would listen to the concerns of judges. They've completely ignored them.
Yeah.
Completely ignored them.
You know what people will say? They'll say, oh, Jim O'Callaghan, he's a senior counsel. He's part of the law library. He's like the judges. It's an insider's club. You're all out to look after each other.
Well, yeah, that's an argument people make, and it is an argument that Shane Ross makes repeatedly to present himself as being the outsider, which is strange for somebody who's been in Leinster House for 36 years. All I can say to you is my objective here is to do what is best for this country. I'm the opposition spokesperson on justice. I take my responsibility very seriously. I don't just make policy up on myself. My front bench colleagues contribute to it and the parliamentary party contribute to it. One of the success stories of this country is that we have a very independent judiciary. It stands up to government. It can strike down laws which infringe the rights of the citizen.
It was a pretty rotten system for appointing those judges, though. That's not in dispute.
Can I just say to you, the system is that the government nominates and the president appoints. I believe, and I introduced legislation last year, Fianna Fáil introduced legislation, trying to deal with what is the core of the problem here. The core of the problem is that sometimes individuals with party political associations get appointed. That's the core of the problem. But if you look at the solution that's been proposed here, the solution that's been proposed is that we're going to diminish the judicial involvement in it. That's not going to solve that problem. The real problem here is at cabinet. It's not with the Judicial Appointments Advisory Board. Look at the recent controversy we've had in respect of a judicial appointment. Shane Ross sat at the cabinet table. They avoided the systems that are in place at present. So what they're talking about is we need to change the system that's in place at present to make it more to strengthen us. And they didn't even comply with the existing system.
Just briefly on this, it's going to happen. This legislation is going to be enacted even though you're opposing it. Sinn Féin are likely to back it. Is this pretty much a done deal? And if so, will you reform this? Will you repeal this legislation if Fianna Fáil come to government?
Well, as I say, we're only 44 votes in Dáil Éireann, and we'll be voting against it. It appears Sinn Féin are going to be supporting it. I don't know what other members of the Oireachtas are going to do. It's obviously got to go through a committee. It's got to come back for a reporting stage. It's got to go to the Seanad. It shouldn't be rushed. People need to carefully consider this. It'll have significant consequences for our democracy, I believe. So it shouldn't be rushed through. And I think that's something that we just need to take account of. If Fianna Fáil does come to power, yeah, we've given a commitment that we think it's wrong. We think it's going to damage the system. And if we're proven right, we'll repeal it.
OK, on a separate matter, and we are just out of time, but I do want to ask you about this. Why in the name of God do you want to bring back town councils? We spent long enough trying to get rid of them. Why do you want to bring them back?
In 2014, the Labour Fine Gael government abolished all 80 town councils. They presented this as being a great saving. It wasn't a significant saving. I think there were savings of around 15 million euro. The effect
it's
of the abolition...
Not an insubstantial amount of money.
No, but the effect of the abolition was that it took away a lot of local democracy and local power from towns. It's had a very negative impact. And that's why my colleague Shane Castles is bringing forward this bill today to try to set up a commission that will look to see whether or not we should re-establish town councils.
OK, all right, we'll leave it there. Let us know your views on town councils and indeed on the judicial appointments. 52106 at a cost of 30 cents. Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil spokesperson for justice. Thanks indeed for coming in to us.
News Talk Breakfast in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.